From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. In the 2 months leading up to the June Republican primary election, more than 73,000 Utahns registered with the party. Some voters even temporarily switched their affiliations to participate. KUER's Sonia Hudson explains what voters need to know about switching back.
Voters who want to disaffiliate need to re-register with another party or as an independent, says Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swenson, but
partisan elections won't even take place again until June of 2022.
The Utah Democratic Party hasn't decided yet if its next primary will be open to registered Republicans. If it is, they wouldn't automatically receive a ballot.
They would just request a Democratic ballot without having to affiliate.
Salt Lake City voter Ryan Williams, who registered with the GOP to vote last month, says he wants to switch back to being an unaffiliated voter much sooner than 2022.
It's more symbolic that I want to really consider issues as they come up rather than just mark according to party affiliation. And I also just hate getting party mailers.
Voters have until 11 days before a partisan election to switch their party affiliation. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Utah health officials reported nearly 1,300 more confirmed cases of COVID-19 over the weekend. The state health department also announced 8 new deaths related to the disease. 5 of them were Salt Lake County residents, and 6 of them were either hospitalized or in a long-term care facility at the time of their death. As of this morning, Utah has now seen about 29,500 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, though officials say about 60% of those have recovered. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has asked its members in Utah to wear face masks in public. The request comes after Utah set multiple records last week for highest single-day totals of new cases, with more than 800 alone on Friday. In a statement released by the LDS Church, officials call on adherents to be, quote, good citizens to help promote the general welfare of all. Select temples have already reopened for limited operations, and Sunday worship services are capped at 99 people. The Real Monarchs, members of the United Soccer League, played their first game this weekend since the start of the pandemic against the San Diego Loyal Soccer Club. But unlike other professional sports leagues that are returning to play, fans were allowed to be there in person. In fact, 816 people attended the game at Rio Tinto Stadium, which can hold about 20,000. The Monarchs lost 1-0. Their next game is scheduled for Saturday, July 18th. Over 40% of COVID-19 cases in Utah are in the Latinx community, but they only make up about 14% of the state's population. From KUER's Southwest News Bureau, Lexi Peary reports on how that's affecting Latinx people in Southwest Utah.
A third of the people who have tested positive for COVID-19 in Southwest Utah identify as Hispanic or Latinx, according to state health data, yet they make up just over 13% of the region's population. Michael Johnstone works with the Latinx community in St. George. Johnstone says he wants the mayor to mandate masks in public to help them and other vulnerable populations in the city.
The Latino population does a lot of the caretaking jobs here, a lot of the service jobs, and a lot of the construction jobs. And if they're really more focused on the economy than protecting people's health, they should see that they go hand in hand.
St. George Mayor John Pike says they have been working to spread public health guidelines by partnering with a local Spanish radio show.
We're hitting hard the topic of the precautions, especially mask wearing, as it relates to, you know, preventing the spread of COVID-19.
As far as a mask mandate, Mayor Pike says it's not his decision alone. For now, the city is encouraging private businesses to have their own policies when it comes to face coverings. Lexi Peary, KUER News.
The National Park Service is reevaluating how it manages Yellowstone's bison. It hasn't conducted a management review since the early 2000s. The Mountain West News Bureau's Camilla Kudelska takes a look at what's at stake.
The Yellowstone National Park bison herd is managed by the Interagency Bison Management Plan. It includes states, federal, and tribal agencies. The group maintains the free-ranging bison at around 3,000 within the park. It does that by transferring some of the animals outside of the park after quarantining them for 2 years to ensure they're disease-free. Some animals are used for state and tribal sanctioned hunts. Others are slaughtered. The National Park Service said it intends to have its new plan in 2 years. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Camila Kudelska.
And I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.